Chapter 3. Music Lessons. But after a while, Art stopped. It sometimes does, even if someone doesn't turn it off. Art did not return their affection. They made art, but didn't receive anything for it. This meant they lacked money to pay Mr. Magister and Herr Rosenstock their prices. But when one loves one's art, no service seems too hard. So Delia said she would give music lessons. For 2 or 3 days, she went out looking for students. One evening, she came home excited.
"Joe, dear," she happily said, "I've found a student. And oh, the loveliest people. General A.B. Pinckney's daughter on 71st Street. Such a wonderful house. You ought to see the front door. Byzantine, I think you would call it. And inside, oh, Joe, I never saw anything like it before. My student is his daughter, Clementina. I already love her dearly. She's a delicate thing. She always dresses in white. And the sweetest manners. Only 18 years old. I'm to give 3 lessons a week. And just think, Joe, $5 a lesson. I don't mind a bit. For when I get 2 or 3 more students, I can again take up my study with Herr Rosenstock. Don't look so sad, dear. Let's have a nice dinner."
"That's all right for you, Deal," said Joe. He attacked a can of vegetables with an opener. "But how about me? Do you think I'm going to let you work for money while I play around with art? Not by the bones of Benvenuto Cellini. I can sell papers or lay stones and bring in a dollar or two."
Delia came and put her arms around his neck. "Joe, dear, you are silly. You must keep at your studies. It is not like I have quit my music and gone to work at something else. While I teach, I learn. I am always with my music. And we can live as happily as millionaires on $15 a week. You mustn't think of leaving Mr. Magister."
"All right," said Joe. He reached for the blue dish to put in the vegetables. "But I hate for you to be giving lessons. It isn't art, but you're a dear to do it."
"No service seems too hard for one's art," said Delia.
"Magister praised the sky in that sketch I made in the park," said Joe. "And Mr. Tinkle from down the street allowed me to hang 2 of them on his store window. I may sell one if the right kind of rich idiot sees them."
"I'm sure you will," Delia said sweetly. "And now let's be thankful for General Pinckney and this meet."